Cross was in. George Edwards as the Hunchback. George Edwards as the Hunchback of Notre Dame. In the previous episode, we heard how Pierre Grinois had found Esmeralda hiding with Quasimodo in an attic at the top of the belfry in the Cathedral of Notre Dame. Esmeralda was delighted to see her husband again, and the three people hurriedly discussed plans of escape. Suddenly, the voice of Dom Frollo was heard, calling from below to Quasimodo. He stated that he had a troop of soldiers with him. Quasimodo left Pierre and Esmeralda in the attic and went out onto the platform on top of the tower. He looked down on Dom Frollo and the soldiers. Then he spoke.
What do you want with me, Dom Frollo? Why have you brought soldiers to the cathedral?
Quasimodo, the soldiers have come here because they have information that the witch known as La Esmeralda is somewhere in the cathedral of Notre Dame. You were seen carrying her away from the scaffold, and it is suspected that you are hiding her up there in the tower.
That is not true.
The soldiers demand that the tower be searched, and I warn you, do not put any obstacles in my way.
I also warn you, Dom Frollo, that if any of the soldiers attempt to come up here, it will be at their own risk.
Answer me this, Quasimodo. Are you hiding Esmeralda?
You are a devil, Dom Frollo. You caused any unhappiness which the girl has suffered, and I refuse to answer any of your questions. Go and take the soldiers with you.
You are a fool, Quasimodo. You cannot defy authority all the time. When the soldiers come up to the top of the tower, they will not only make a search for Esmeralda, but they will take you. And I promise you that you will be hanged.
The soldiers first have to reach here safely.
Captain Tristo, I cannot argue any more with the Hunchback. You had better send your soldiers up to the tower to search for Esmeralda.
Very well, Dom Frollo. I thank you for your courtesy. I think that foul Hunchback is in league with the devil. It is time that this hideous life was blotted out. Why, the very women and children round these parts speak his name in fear and trembling. You leave it to me, Dom Frollo. His career will soon be ended. You three men, climb up that ladder. Go up to the top of the tower, take the Hunchback and make a thorough search there. If you find the gypsy witch, Esmeralda, bring her down to hang. Go up the ladder, the three of you.
I warn you, Master Officer, the soldiers will not take me alive.
Quasimodo, I speak with you for your own sake. It is well within my power to save your life.
I want no favors from you, Dom Frollo.
Fool ingrate, take heed of my advice. Deliver the witch safely into our hands, and no harm shall come to you. Do you not owe a duty to me, your master? Do you not owe a duty to the people of Paris? Do you not owe a duty to the king's soldiers?
I owe a duty only to Esmeralda. The rest of the world are my enemies. I hate you, Dom Frollo. I hate the king's soldiers. I get nothing but jeers and ill treatment from the people of Paris. There is only one ray of light in my life, and that is Esmeralda. For her I will fight. For her I will kill. Pay heed to that.
Foul Hunchback, you dare to spit your warnings at one of the king's officers? My men are on their way up there now to put an end to your life. What's this, Dom Frollo? It should be amusing.
Quasimodo is strong and desperate. He will make a great fight for it, Captain.
He will need to be strong to overcome three of my best soldiers.
He is just standing there on the platform, waiting. Look, the leading soldier is almost at the top of the ladder.
It will take more than your men to capture me.
Look, Quasimodo is pushing the top of the ladder. The men will be sent crashing to their death.
I warned you, I will not be taken.
Quasimodo, let that ladder go. I told you he was as strong as the devil. Who would think that mortal man could move that ladder?
It is going to fall right over. Stand clear, Don Polo.
Quasimodo, you devil. You sent those three soldiers thrashing to their doom.
I warned you that Quasimodo is not easily defeated. Send all your men after me. I care not how many or how strong. I may be hideous. I may be a hunchback, but I can defeat all the king's soldiers. Quasimodo is safe here in the Tower of Notre Dame. And any who try to take him or harm anything that he loves, shall meet their death. Get back to your gilded palaces. Go and leave me in peace. This tower is my palace. Let the broken bodies of those three soldiers act as a warning that Quasimodo the hunchback cannot be defeated. Cannot be defeated.
Longfellow crept in Tristan and the remaining soldiers, bent over the broken bodies of their fallen comrades. Occasionally they glanced up in fear at the hunchback, who continued to hurl his abuse at them. Finally, they carried the bodies of the men away, and the hunchback returned to the attic, where Pierre Grinoir and Esmeralda were waiting for him. It was arranged that Pierre Grinoir should leave the cathedral at once and go and seek help from Clopin Trafaut, while Quasimodo kept guard on Esmeralda in the belfry. Pierre Grinoir managed to escape from the cathedral. He hurried along to the tavern of the Coeur de Marac. There he found Clopin Trafaut, surrounded by many of the rabble of Paris.
Who comes to the meeting place of the vagabonds?
It is Pierre Grinoir here, Clopin. I have news of Esmeralda. Hear me, my comrades. I have to thank you for fighting the soldiers the other day and helping to save Esmeralda from the gallows.
Speak, Pierre Grinoir. Where is Esmeralda? Have you taken her from Paris?
My friend, she is safe for the time being. She is hiding in the Cathedral of Notre Dame. Quasimodo the hunchback is watching over her.
Did you hear that, my friend? Esmeralda is safe.
Wait, she is not safe. The king's soldiers have discovered where she is hiding. They tried to take her, but Quasimodo killed three of them. Esmeralda is one of you, and it is her right that you should go and rescue her from the cathedral.
You suggest that we should storm the cathedral of Notre Dame?
Oh, Clopin, there is plunder there. You will not only rescue Esmeralda, whom you all love, but you will enrich yourselves. The girl is my wife. I have been a coward, but my love for her has defeated my cowardice. Let me lead you to Notre Dame.
You must be mad. You would not dare to storm the cathedral.
Oh, but I tell you, it would be easy, Clopin. There is no guard on the cathedral. There would be no loss of life. And besides rescuing Esmeralda, you could make yourselves rich. Think of the jewelry, the precious metals that are lying in that cathedral, waiting to be taken. Can I not tempt you, Clopin?
It does sound tempting. And yet, would we not be cursed if we attempted to storm the cathedral? Such a monstrous mission could not succeed.
It will succeed. I assure you there is no chance of failure.
You do not care how many people die as long as Esmeralda is rescued. You are urging me to lead my followers to death and destruction for your own selfish ends.
Did I not offer you a reward? Do not gold and silver mean more to you than anything else?
You are right. But I am afraid.
So, Clopin, the leader of the vagabonds, shows fear. You are not fit to lead the vagabonds.
Quiet, old dog! Where have you suddenly found your courage?
I would do anything to save Esmeralda. I cannot save her myself, but I can ask your aid. And as a reward, I offer you the riches of the Cathedral of Notre Dame.
A tempting reward.
Come to your decision, Clopin. Your followers are waiting. They have heard your words. What say you?
By the faith, my comrades, hear me. This poet is right. Esmeralda is our sister. We must save her from the soldiers and from the cardinal. We shall go to the cardinal, and we will cut the throats of all who stand in our path. And the sooner the better. There is plunder for all. I know that in the chapel there are two statues, one of St. John the Baptist and the other of St. Anthony. Both are made of solid gold. There is other gold and valuable silver plate by which we can enrich ourselves. What say you, my comrades? Do we storm the cathedral of Notre Dame? So be it, my comrades. But we must take care not to risk death. Every man of us must be armed with sword or dagger. We must be organized. We shall not attack like rabble. We shall attack as the army of the people.
Will you come tonight to effect a rescue?
No. Wait, my friend. Not tonight. I said we must be organized. We will not fight like rabble. We will make the attack on Notre Dame at midnight tomorrow. We shall march through the streets and woe betide any of the king's soldiers that try to stop us. Esmeralda shall be saved. The rabble of Paris shall be rich. Clopin, the king of the vagabonds, has spoken.
The rabble of Paris unquestionably obeyed Clopin Trefoil. It was a scene of great activity in the tavern of the Coeur de Marat. Swords and daggers were sharpened, and all preparations were made to storm the Cathedral of Notre Dame. Will the raid on the cathedral be successful? Will Esmeralda be rescued? We shall hear that in the next episode of The Hunchback of Notre Dame.